We're learning Masechtas Yoma, Daf Lamed Hey, Amud Beis. We're going to go back to Daf Lamed Hey, Amud Aleph. This is where the sugya starts, the sugya of the big day Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim. It says in the Mishnah, it's Pirsa San Shalbutz Beinei Lebein Ha'am. And the Gemara says, why did he take a San Shalbutz? To tell you, Shavei this Yom B'Big Day Butz. Has to be Dafka Pishdan. Sainis Bad Kaidish Lubo Shemichlis Evad Gilba Shabasar Ev Avni Bad Yachtam Sefetz Yaditz Naif. The begadim of Dafka, begadim of Pishtat. So Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Amr Afchistei Mayin Kayin Gadol Nichlis Abig Dezov Afnai Lefnim Lavid Aveda Tafchavav Amin Alef Yishen Ketega Nasas An Eger. If you're about to use the Zov for the Egel, so they can't use Big Day Zov. So the Big Day Kuna, the Chayish and the Eifel had Zov, and the Tzitz had Zov in it, so they can't use the Zov, the Mil and Pama and Rimayni of Zov, they can't use Zov for the Tegol of Nayel of Nim. So the Tur Evan asks an interesting question. So that's understandable why the Begadim that they have, the Chayish and the Eifel, the Mil, the Tzitz, all have Zov, can use them to go to Tanya Lefnim. But the Avnate also, we had before the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol, B'Shaya Meis Hashana, was Pishdan with Tchelos HaGamon and Talay Hashani, B'Shal Klayim. The Avnate B'Yem Mikipurim was Dafka Pishdan. That's not Zav. That's Zav, Tchelos, that's Tchelos HaGamon and Talay Hashani. That's wool. Why wouldn't they be allowed to wear wool in the Lefnay Lefnim? Why do they have to change the Avnate from the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol to the Avnate of a Pishtan? Now, Bishleim is like the Turi Evan. If you're going to say the Avnate of the Kohen Hendi was just Pishtan, so that makes sense, because there's two types of begadim. There's a Big Day Kohen Gadol, there's a Big Day Kohen Hendi. He can't with the Big Day Kohen Gadol. So where's the Big Day Kohen Hendi? There's no, there wouldn't seem to be any good reason why he should wear the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol, the Avnate of Klayim, because anyways, he's dressing like a Kohen Edit. So he might as well wear and cancel like a Kohen Edit. But if the Avnate of the Kohen Edit, you're also a Shal Klayim. The only Avnate Shal Pishin is Dafka the Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim. So why was that? The Gemara says the Tam, why he didn't wear the Big Day Zav, was Enkit Hegan Asa Senegar, that wouldn't be a Tam, why he had to change the Avnate. No, a good Dekasha. There's a Meshach Chachma, and Basha Sachremis, he has on the Piyat Kata Sochon Lisol Amachon Lishifti Yeshurin. He doesn't really say exactly the Pshat, but it sounds like he's naming on that the Pshat is the Fakert. You want to have begadim yuchadim for a Kohen Gadol. You don't want him to look like a Kohen Edik. He says Yishalmi has two timeim why he didn't wear the regular Big Day Kohen Gadol. One time is Al Zgaiva. So he says that time stomma held that the Avnei Shal Kohen Edik was Butz. So he dressed in Gansan like a Kohen Edik. The pshat was, you're going lifnai lifnim, you're not a Kohen Gadol, you're a Kohen Hedyot. But, and that's the time of the Yishalmi on Skype. But the Yishalmi brings the other time, like the Bavli, Venkategan Asus and Eger. So that goes like the Man the Yom, he says, okay, if the Man the Yom that holds that the Avnin of the Kohen Gadol was Shel Klayim, so anyway, he's not dressed like a Kohen Hedyot. Okay, he's dressed like a Kohen Gadol, B'Yom Kippurim. So then he can have the time of Gaiva. So how can we name a big Dezav? That's Takal's the time of Venkategan Asus and Eger. So it could be Fakert. It could be the reason why he wore Big Day, Avnei Ban is Fakert. That he shouldn't look like a Kohen Hedyot. He should look Dafka like a Kohen Gadol. But he knew where Big Day Zav, I'll say, Kategan Asus and Eger. Now the Gemara discusses he had two pairs of Begadim, right? He had the Begadim of Shachar and the Begadim of Bein Arabayim. And the Begadim of Shachar were worth more. They were, according to the Tanakhama, they were 18 mana. And the Bein Abayim were 12 mana. And according to Reb Meir, the Shachar was 12 mana, and the Bein Abayim was 800 zuz. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, Pashas is going on all four begadim. He had to change all four begadim. He had two sets of begadim. All the Dalit begadim, he wore one set Shachar, and another set Bein Abayim. The Rambam is interesting. The Rambam in Perichas, Silchas, Kavidish, Lachar, Gimel says, he just mentions two kesenes. He didn't mention the other begadim that he changed. Abyssal Shmer, the Mishnah Lamelech discusses it. Where did the Rambam get the kesenes dafka? What about the rest of the begadim? I mean, the Gemara of the Bishmol ben Favi, Nebuz ben Charsim that we have in the summit, talked about the kesenes. Bishmol ben Favi had a kesenes that of Meir Mana that his mother got for him, and Nebuz ben Charsim had a kesenes of Shtei Ribuyim. That's Mashmas Dafka the Ksainis. But he wasn't sure. The Feinayim Musa's Matriach here in the back, you could look. The Yishalmi brings a riot to the Rambam, who's Dafka the Ksainis. But that's a Machlaikis Yishainim. The Rambam holds that the Ksainis was changed, and the Rashi's Mashma, all four Begadim were changed. Now, another thing also, Rashi in the Mishnah says that it was a different quality of Pishtan. The Hindavin and the Pilusin were a different quality of the Pishtan. The Pishtan Shal Medina's Pilusin was Kashim and Ma'ula. The Pishtan of Eretz Hindavin wasn't as Chashiv. And the Miri is also Mashma. But the Rambam Pirish Mishnayis is Mashma Klar that the Chilag is just in the Tzuris Hachitach, the tailoring. Somehow, the Pelusim and the Hindavim were two different styles of Ksainis. But the Pishtan and the Rambam is Mashma was exactly the same. Now the Gemara says, and the reason why the Mishnah said that Sacha Kol was 30 mana, was to tell you that it doesn't have to dafka be 12 and 18. If you make less of this and more of that, it's okay. And Rashi points out, if you make the shachris less than 18, and you make the arvis more than 12, it's okay. It's mashma. Why did Rashi point that out exactly? Why did Rashi point out that the shachris has to be less than 18 and the arvis less than 12? What about if you have the arvis less than 12, and the shachris more than 18, smashma wouldn't work. The smashemis is medayik. The way he says, and we'll discuss this a little bit more by Richas, that maybe it's lachamishim misina that you can't have less than 12 mana in either of the begadim. 12 mana is like the minimum of begadim. The Ritva says v'kaito. The Ritva says that adarabba, that the shachris can't be more than 18. I think since the shachris of Shachris has to be at least 50% better than the arvis. At least one third better than the arvis. So mainly you can make the shachris even more and the arvis less, but you can't make the arvis more and the shachris less. The Rosh is mavuyi can mishan either one of them. He says like this: If yitzel leisav shall bake it tevim chesmana grave shall have yidayz mana I ibcha harishus biyadei v'achi shall bake it tevim yaisav mishneim lamed mana. So he says you can make either one. I said in mishnah malachuso and elchus play mikdash parachas alacha gimel nemzan. The Rambam's interesting. The Rambam Bechlal doesn't bring the din that it has to be 18 and 12. The Rambam only brings the Shia of Shleishim. He doesn't even mention that the Shachris has to be better than the Bein Arabayim. The Mishlamalach and other Achrayim are bothered by it. The Siyah Chitzuk says that the Rambam holds like the Gemara in Zvachim. There's different Joshua for man. So that's interesting. So Bekitza, there are a lot of Shittas. And the Rambam Bechlal doesn't bring the Shachris has to be better and doesn't bring the Shia of 18 and 12, just the Shia of 30. But we have the Shia of 18 and 12, but it says that that's not bedafka. You can make one less and one more. Rashi's mashma dafka to make the shachris less and the arvis more. The Ritva says klar the other way, dafka to make the arvis less and the shachris more. And the Rosh nems on either one, you can make less and more. But the shachris has to be better. And Shaz, where did we get this urim from? Who state does that shir? It has to be 30 mana. Who state does that shir? The Gemara Suri says, the Lachem Eishim is Sinai. And the Aruch HaShulchan also says that. Aruch HaShulchan Asid, Simuch HaFches, Sifches. But the Sfasemis isn't Yisant Dezach. The Sfasemis says that you could say, what was the Machlekes Shemein the Rabbanan? Very interesting. But he says, it could be like this. It could be everyone agreeing that there's a Lachem Eishim is Sinai, that one of them is 12. That 30... And not 12. One of them is 12. That the shachris is one third better than the arvis. And also, that the shir of the third is not likuva, but it's a sachakot. That was al-chamishmin according to everyone. That one of these two are 12, that shachris has to be a third better than arvis, and that the shir of third better is lav dafka, it's just a sachakot. So according to Rabbanan, al-chamishmin was the arvis has to be 12, meaning at least 12. So Mela, from there you learn out that the shachris is 18. And from there you learn out that the Sachar Kol is 30. If the Arvis is 12 and the Shachris is a third more, and the Iker is the Sachar Kol, so that's the aside. So according to Rabbanan, you can't make the Arvis less than 12. But according to Meir Fakir, the Meir held the Loch Mishina means that the Shachris is 12, and male the Arvis is a third less, so it's 12 and 8, so that equals 20. So mainly you could say like this, that according to Rabbanan, what you can make more is Shachris. And what you can make more is arvis, and shachris has to be less, like Rashi, because the lachem shina was minimum yud beis mana, and that's by arvis, where a may holds the yud beis mana and shachris of a carrot. You can make the arvis less and the shachris more, but you can't make the shachris less. The one that's yud beis mana can't be less than Yud Beis Mana. As I collect the Sasem, it's a Svarim, Kshmak is Svarim. Now the Gemara here in Amud Beis says, Tani Avuna Mar Yud of Amar Shmur, Mar Yud Achash calls over the Siba Kain Shasla Ima Ksainis Lavish of Avis of Avedis Yachid, Avashim Shirena Litsibur. And after he finishes the Avedis Sibur, so then his mother can make him a Ksainis, he can do an Avedis Yachid, but he has to give it over to the Sibur. So Rashi says Avedis Yachid means that it's Sas Kafu Machta. He brings his Rabbi Sevel that Avedis Yachid means the Kriya Separation, but he's bothered because then he can wear an Installus Levanish Aloy and doesn't say I have to give it over to the Sibur. Smash is Big Dechail. So it must mean that Vedas Yachim means that Sas Kafu Machta. Now the Rambam doesn't make any chiluk. The Rambam says stam that if a Kayan has begadim, has to come Tzibur. If he makes his own begadim, he has to give it over to the Tzibur. It doesn't make any chiluk to the Vedas Tzibur and Vedas Yachim. And the Mimi has an Arichas on it. The Mimi says that the Rambam learned that the Rambam, that it's not negated to Yom Kippur, it's negated to Shayim Eisr Shana. This Vedas Yachim means Vedas Yachim of Shayim Eisr Shana. But he says like this. He says, if the Kohen Gadol gave over the beggar the tzibur before he was Eved, then it could work even for Avedis Tzibur. If it doesn't give it to the tzibur only b'shas Avedim, then we'll make it by Avedis Yachim, but not by Avedis Tzibur, because then we say, Shem Alei Masu Yafa Yafa. So in Yom Kippur, it doesn't work at all. He has to give it to the tzibur before Yom Kippur, and then it would help even for the Avedah of Shachris. Pretty much, the Lekutei Halachas and the Sasemas are both mechavim to this Mi'imi. Look, Halachas says he found it afterwards in the Mi'imi. And they also both were bothered about Rashi, that if Rashi learns Avedis Yachid means the Hatzas Kafu Machdom, so Kumtais the beggar that Rabbi Shmuel ben Favin, who was Mechai Samur, was Hatzas Kafu Machdom, and they wore a beggar of Meyamana, or Yudais, or Shtayim Ribui, which was much, much more than Shal Shachris. And the Gemara is Mavuri before that the Shachris has to be better than the Ivis. So the Kut Halacha says, Mechai have to say that the Tzibra has to pay more for the Shachris and Arvis, but the Yachid can make Arvis better, but he says it's a Deichik, he blives the Bissel Shver. Now about the Uvashim Shirena Litzibur, is an interesting Zach, the Brisker Rav and the Chazanish, they're both Mechavim Ledover Echad, that you have like this, a Yachid, Marshal, if you have someone that has to bring a carbon, so his friend can be Makdish the carbon for him, but the friend is called the Makdish, and he's called the Miskaper. As if Reuven goes in his Makdash a Karbel at Tzarek Shimon, so Reuven's a Makdash, Shimon's a Miskaper. But they both say, by Mesiru Litzibah, that wouldn't work. It says, Levachim Shirena Litzibah. So let's say the Kangal is Makdash, and I'm making this a big Dikuna Shel Tzibah, but I'm the Makdash, also doesn't work. Because the moment has to come from the Tzibah. It's Nish Gnug that the Kedusha is a Kedusha that's done on Menashe Yishkapah by a Tzibah. Has to be the moment has to come from the Tzibah. Both the Brisker Rav and the Chazish and Mechav, and then the Chazish says, that would explain why is there a Kshashem Aliyim Suleyafu Liyafu. The Chayyar, one is a Dvarim Shabbevin and Dvarim. The person gives someone something, but it doesn't do a Belev Shalim. The Maisa belongs to the person he gave it to, Dvarim Shabbevin and Dvarim. So if he gave it to the Tzibur, he didn't give it Yafa Yafa. So, the Maisa is theirs, Dvarim Shabbevin and Dvarim. What's the difference if you didn't have full Kavanah to give it to him? So Zag the Chazinish, here's a different Vart. If the Vart is that you have to give it to the Tzibur, Dvarim Shel Beivin Dvarim, but here, there's two ways you could do it. You could do it by Eifin that you're the Makdish and the Tzibur is the Miskaper, and that doesn't work. You have to do it by Eifin that the Tzibur is the Makdish. In order to do it by Eifin that the Tzibur is the Makdish, you wouldn't say Dvarim Shel Beivin Dvarim. Could be he'll say Klar that he's the Makdish. He has to go say the Tzibur is the Makdish, that will Cheshish, he won't do it right. See, the Sefer Shari Chaim also explains, what's Taisa mean? Taisa says that the Gemara in Bava Metzia was Chayshish Hem Yim Sumaf Yafin. Here the Gemara is not Chayshish, what's the Pshad? So Taisa says in one of his truths, in Kagal, it's a Gadol B'Tayri, he knows you have to give it over to the Tzibur, we're not Chayshish. If it's just stamped to give it to the Tzibur, everyone's giving it to the Tzibur. They're giving it for a carbon Tzibur. But the Vart is, only a Kagal, it's a Gadol B'Tayri, can understand this nuance, can understand this chilik, this nakastik chilik. It's not enough if you makdish it that you're the makdish and the tzibur is the miskap. It has to be the tzibur is the makdish. So the Minchas Rav also brings from the Rav. What's pshat in that? How is the mamma going to come from the tzibur manashach? If you give the mamma to the tzibur first, then you're not bekayach to you makdish it. And if you makdish it first, it comes as it came from the yachid. How did it manage to come from the tzibur? So the Rav said, the Brisk Rav said that the hekdish and the mesil tzibur is chal b'vasachas. with the hektish, he's makdish, and he gives it to the tzibur. In other words, he's makdish as a sort hektish that's not his private hektish, it's a hektish mishal tzibur. But it comes in one shot. Before he did it, it's his money. After he did it, it's the tzibur's money that was hektish. How did it work exactly? He doesn't explain well how the gather is. But the chazanish explains it a little bit better. Here's how I understand the chazanish. If a person gives someone something, so that someone is like meshubit to him. That's how it works. The mashal, let's say by Kedushin. How does Kedushin work? Shimon Shkop explains it. If a person gives money to the Isha, so the Isha is like meshubit to him. He can make that shibud into Alvah. He can make that shibud into a mechira, into a Kedushin. But it's a shibud to him that is creating into a Kedushin, the mashal. Now there's such a thing that I'll give you money and you'll be mekadesh to yenna. That works as evi knani. How does that work? That works as ki'ilu yenna gave the money. Because the shibud now I'm transferring to him. I'm giving you money, but you don't owe me anything. You don't owe me anything for the money. You owe my friend for the money. So that's like he's giving you the money. So if a person's makdish with a tzibur, he's a makdish, it means Hektish owes me something. And what am I telling Hektish to do? I'm telling Hektish, no, I'm giving it to the tzibur. You're telling Hektish, hey, I'm giving you a donation. Al dati, what do I want to be done with my donation? That it should be for the tzibur. That means you're the makdish. But here, I'm the Falat the Baldava. I'm giving money, but I'm giving it that the Tzibur should be the Baldava. Kilo, you owe to the Tzibur. The Shibur is to the Tzibur. It works midin evit knani. That's the Shemun Masl Yafa Yafa to the Tzibur. That's Kilo, the money is coming from the Tzibur. Absatif Avart? That's what the Chazanish says. And now let's see even the next Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about the Vida the Kayan Gadol says, and it says, Kacha Yaimer Ona Hashem. Avisli Pashati Khatasuf Anecha Niyodesi. As well as the Mishnah, the end of the Yamad. So the Mishnah writes out the word Hashem. On Hashem. Usually, the Mishnah would have a hey with a streichel, which would indicate the word Yudke Vavke, which we pronounce Aleph Dalet. But here it says Hashem. I mean, we normally would say, when we're reading the Mishnah, we'd say Hashem, because we don't want to say Hashem's name. But when the Mishnah writes on a hey, the hey means kilu the Mishnah we've written Yudke Vavke, and we pronounce it Aleph Dalet for pronouncing the actual Mishnah. But here it says Ana Hashem. By davening it makes a difference. When we daven normally, when you daven you say Hashem's name. And how do you say it? You say Aleph Dalet. That's how you say Hashem's name. But here, when we daven, when we say V'kacha Ya'imer, Ana Hashem, we say Ana Hashem. We never daven that way. What's the pshat? Because normally, you say Hashem's name. And how do we say Hashem's name? You say it Aleph Dalet. Adai. But the Kohen Gadol said the Shem HaMefurish. The Kohen Gadol said the Shem HaMefurish. We'll see later. And Avlam Zayin HaMenav. The Kohen Gadol said the Shem HaMefurish. Now what exactly is the Shem HaMefurish? So the Rosh in the Perichas, he brings at the end of Perichas, Simon Yates, he brings, if Haigain said, the shame of first was the shame shall membe Isis. He didn't even say the shame shall dalad Isis. He said the shame shall membe Isis. The Rosh argues. The Rosh says that no, you learn it from the learn out the din shame from Egla Rufa and Naflam and Zayinim and Aleph. So there they didn't say a shame shall membe Isis. They said the shame of dalad Isis. So what's the shame of first? That you mask the shame kiksavai. Instead of saying Aleph dalad, you say the shame the way it's written Yudke Mavke. And that's really the shame first. You said, that's the makar of all the shamus. Yudke Vavke is the most shame of first. They're all nitzalim from the Yudke Vavke. That's what the Rosh says. Interesting, machlokes. Baal Kopanim, the reason why the Mishnah said the word Hashem is because it's a shame of first. So, Mel, that's why in davening, Rav Haigayin says this, and everyone brings Rav Haigayin. The Rosh, at the end of Perichas, Simon Yates, and the Ritzgei, Yisilch, Siyam, Kippurim, and the Yivash and Simon Reisha test, and the Taisis Yantif in the Mishnah here, that says, we don't say Aleph Dalet, because that would sound like Kain said, and the Kain didn't. The Kain said the shame of first, and we can't say the shame of first, so that's why we say Hashem. So that's where Sani Kain says, at the end of the thing, right, we say like this, this is what the Kain Gala said, on Hashem, I mean, that Mishnah says, Avisi Bashanti Chatasi, we'll have that Machlokes later, we say Chatasi Avisi Bashanti. And then you say, "Kapana Lavinus Lubshah Machatam Shavisi Bshad with us of Nechani. Basic customs are smash of Necha. Can be aim as a Chaber Lechem. Can be aim as a Chaber Lechem Matar Eshem. You call Chad the Sechem of Ne Hashem." And so the Reb Sadi Gain says there also, don't say Aleph Dalet. Say again Hashem, because that also is a shame of Mefurish. But the Ritzkeya says that no, since it's a pasuk, we could say the pasuk. The Rivash brings this all down in Siman Reish Yates, and the Torah also brings it in Siman Tav Reish Chaf Aleph. Now the Bach over there in Siman Tav Reish Chaf Aleph says, any time we're saying over Tefillah for the Gadol, you're supposed to say Hashem. So the Mashal, when we say over the Tefillah of the Kohen Gadol that he had Lefnei Lefnim, towards the end of the Avodah, also you should say Hashem, not Aleph Dalet. But the Taz says no. The Taz says that when the Kohen Gadol said the Shema first, the Gemara says in Daf Mamet Tesim Beis that the Kohen Gadol said the Shema first 9-10 times. 3 in each Shvi'ah and 1 by the Agrala when he said Hashem Chatos. So Mel, anything that's not from these 10 times, you say Aleph Dalet. Only from these 10 times you say Hashem. And even in these 10 times that we had the Machlekes, if Sandy Goyen said all the Shemas you say Hashem. And Lamaisa, we pass in like David's gaze, that when it's a pasuk, we don't say Hashem, we say Aleph Dalet. Now, but the Taz talks about, what about when we say in the Piyut, Lashem Chatas, when in the Piyut, we get to the point of the Agrola, and it says that he put the Gair Lashem on the Sar, and he said Lashem Chatas. So near L'chayr, we should say Lashem Chatas, and that's not what it says in the Machzor. In the Machzor, it says, it writes out, Yud Kei Vav Kei, or Yud Yud, or whatever the Machzor writes it. So most people who are saying the Aveda, you're saying it for the Machzor, you're going to say, Aleph Dal, Ladai V'chuli Chatas. That's what you're going to say. But L'chayr, that also is a shame of verse. So just like we say Hashem, in the Vidui, we should also, when we get to that part of the Vidui, we say Lashem Chatas, we should say Lahashem Chatas, not Ladai Chatas. So he's bothered by the Taz, and he says that maybe the Pshat is there. Also it says that he takes the Sar Sha'olav Ger Lahashem Vaso Chatas, so there it says in the Pasuk Lahashem, so also it's saying the Pasuk. So Mela, just like the third Hashem, we say Taka out Alav Dalit, because even though the Kohen Gadol said Shem first, you were quoting the Pasuk, so you're also quoting the Pasuk. But he says, Atzali Eisatayv, you should say Lashem Chatas. You shouldn't say like it says in the Machzor, to say out Hashem's name, because it was the Shem of Mefurish there. That's what he says, it's Tzarechin Lindina, because the Machzorim don't have it that way. The Machzorim have, they have L'yud Kevav Kechatas, or whatever they write it, with the two Yuds, Kilo that you're supposed to say the name of Aleph Dalet. But L'chayr not, because there also is a shame first, just like by the Vidu, we don't say the shame of Aleph Dalet. We say Hashem. To be Miramis on the shame of Mefurish, when he said Lashem Chatas, also we should say Lashem, to be Miramis on the shame of Mefurish. As I collect the Taz, he also writes a very interesting thing. He says that, if you see from all this, he says, that when you want to say Hashem, when you want to say Hashem's name, but you don't want to say it out, and you want to be meramis to it, you should say Hashem. You shouldn't say Adai Shem like the Hamain says, because that's not Derech Chav L'mal. You see that the Mishnah wrote Hashem, it didn't write Adai Shem. So who then, when you want to say Hashem's name, you know, you don't want to say Hashem's name, you want to be meramis to Hashem's name, you should say Dafka Hashem, not Adai Shem. Now also this Taisis here, that brings you Yerushalmi, that the first one we say Ana Hashem, and the second one Ana Bashem. So there's got him also a machlekes yishayin amalach lemaisa. What do we say? But a seder aveda. So the aveda Shem Kib is a little bit unique that we have amish peiskim yishayinim and achreinim that discuss halach lemaisa because it's negayin what you say by the vidoy. So this also how we paskin the Rebbeinu Chananu, we have it on the side of the Gemara. It says kaimlan kames nisin l'gabi Rabbi lem shkinim Rabbi Chia. The Rosh also brings it from Rebbeinu Chananu. And he brings it from the Seder of Shlomo HaMavli. The Rambam also doesn't make any chilti in the first and the second one. They both says Hashem. So the Chayyur, the Rambam, and the Rosh B'Shem, the Rebbeinu Chananel, and the Seder of Shlomo HaMavli all say that when we say the Vida, we should not say Ona Bashem the second time. We say Ona Hashem twice. But the Rosh himself, the Rosh brings the Rav Yom, that if the Yerushalmi says Ona Bashem, so what do you mean the Mishnah didn't say? The Yerushalmi probably knew the Mishnah better than we know the Mishnah. The Bavli didn't say either way. And the Yerushalmi says, Ana Bashem. So l'chayr, we should trust the Yerushalmi, and that's what the Mishnah is supposed to be. And then the Rosh himself says, that the Pshat is, the Yerushalmi is telling you halacha l'maisa, that the Kohen Gadol said, Ana Bashem. And the Mishnah is just saying the way it's normally said, Ana Hashem. And all our piyutim is two piyutim that's popular, that the Kanan piyut, and the Amit Shuach, the one from Sfarad and Ashkenaz, but they both say Ana Bashem. Now, how come the second one you say under Hashem? So the Taz brings that the Mefarish of the Magzit wrote because the first one wasn't a shame of Furish. The second one was a shame of Furish. And interesting, if you look in the Rosh then, at the eighth paragraph, the Karban Asana brings that from the Maril. But the Chari, it's very schwer. The Taz says the Chari, they forgot the Brisa. The Brisa and the Avlam Tesla basis led you all three times he said the shame of Furish. It's very sure. What did they mean the first one wasn't the shame of Furish? But the Taz says, when you're just saying the chait, on Hashem chatasivis, you say on Hashem. You don't say Bashem, why should you say Bashem? But when you're davening for Mechila, you're davening Mechila b'schus, the Shema Etzem, that the Mechila should come, he says, from the Shema Mefurish, from the Shema Etzem of Hashem, which is Rachim Gemurim, Beli Taruv is Din Klal. That's why the second one we say on the Bashem.